Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Getting an update from Kennerland Minerals, going to be talking about a number of projects within the company's portfolio that either have just completed drill programs, have drill programs coming, recap some results, and also what the target generation is looking like, and potential JV or partners coming into some of the other projects within the company's portfolio. Kennerland Minerals is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD, on the OTCQX under the symbol KLDCF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 3WQ0. Chatting with Zach Flood, CEO and President of Kennerland Minerals. Now, Zach, this is all coming from a news release earlier this week, April 17th, the 2024 exploration update. There are 13 project updates. We're not going to be able to get to all of them, so I will link to that news release. The second paragraph, though, I think is critical to understand. It breaks down just how much money is being spent on the projects that Kennerland holds and how many is being spent and funded by exploration partners. Zach, take us through these numbers, please.
Sure thing. Yeah, so there's about $24 million being spent across the portfolio this year. $19 million of that is from third parties. So that's either deals that we have under earn-in or that we've optioned out on a 100% basis and hold equity in the company and a royalty. So that's in line with the last few years. You know, we've been managing about $25 to $30 million year over year, you know, going back to probably 2022, 23, and now 2024. So yeah, it's a large budget. Pretty steady, spread out across a number of projects, really focusing again on greenfields exploration and target generation there.
And some of the partners include well-known larger companies, Newmont, Sumitomo, and Centerra, just to name a few. The company's also expecting some revenue this year from management fees, cash payments, as well as potentially some other revenue sources. Can you take us through how much cash the company might be generating this year?
Yeah, we've forecasted about $3.5 million cash inflow, which is, again, in line with the last few years. Typically, you know, our goal is to try to offset our G&A. G&A is about $3.8 million this year. We've got about $3.5 coming in. So, again, that's the benefit of the model. It's an extremely capital efficient business for exploration.
All right, let's talk about, at least high level, some of the larger work programs that have either just been completed or going to be starting up here soon. Zach, take us through some of, again, those larger programs on some of the projects.
Yeah, the big one completed this winter was on the ProTep project, where Kennerland holds a 4% net smelter royalty. It's a big royalty. It's a big gold discovery. Sumitomo Metal Mining owns the project 100%, and Kennerland is still the operator there. We just completed a 18,500-meter diamond drill program in the first quarter, so we'll be seeing lots of results out from that over the coming months. A lot of that drilling was infill and step out, you know, as we track towards hopefully a maiden resource by next year at some point. So again, yeah, this is the Renault Gold discovery on the ProTep project in northern Quebec, where Kennerland holds a 4% net smelter return royalty.
Yeah, there's been a lot of drilling at that gold discovery when it was made just a few years ago, back in 2020. What about some of the other projects that were highlighted here, like Shibistouan or O'Sullivan, some of the recent results?
Yeah, so there's, you know, some positive and less so positive news. Shibistouan, we drilled a new discovery there in 2023, so we hit about 157 meters at 0.4 grams per ton gold in a intrusion related gold system that had no previous drilling and no mineral occurrences associated with it. We had hoped to have a follow-up drill program in the first quarter of this year. That was delayed due to just the approval process with Newmont. So hopefully we'll see a follow-up drill program in the first half of next year. And then the O'Sullivan project, we did complete a maiden diamond drill program there, five holes for a total of 3,800 meters. We did hit a vein that had strong visible gold in it, and one of the holes returned, you know, 0.3 meters at almost 60 grams per ton gold, so that was exciting, but a lot of the other holes didn't really hit any notable mineralization. We hit a lot of alteration, hematite silica alteration. So yeah, first pass maiden drill program, did find some gold, wasn't a home run, so we're working with Sumitomo to see what the next plan is there. But yeah, a lot of the rest of the projects in the portfolio are earlier stage than this. We're getting to the point where we can define drill targets, such as the Opinaca project that we've ended to Targa. We hold a 3% net smelter return royalty on that, and we're the operator, and there's a really large-scale gold and till anomaly that we'll be following up on this summer, hopefully leading to drill targets that will be tested or potentially could be tested in the following year. That's in northern Quebec. Also South Uchi that we own, we own 100% interest in that project in the Red Lake district. There's a very large scale gold and till anomaly that we're doing intensive surface work on this summer, again, to define drill targets for testing, you know, potentially in 2025 as well. And then we've got a number of other projects in the portfolio that we're doing the first pass, you know, regional large-scale geochemical surveys on in Ontario and Manitoba as well, so covering a number of greenstone belts. I think that there's probably 400,000 hectares of greenstone that we're going to be screening for the first time there, so I'd expect, you know, some targets to appear from that work as well. So it's a full plate, you know. We're moving the project pipeline forward, you know, as any good exploration company should do, you know, as these things lead towards the maiden diamond drill program. You know, there's targets that are going to be tested that are going to result in you know, more so technical successes, and you know, eventually, hopefully, what we're looking for is another big economic success, like the one that I believe is taking shape on the Protet project at Renault there.
I also want to get a couple updates from projects in Quebec. The Chicobi project, this is under joint venture with Sumitomo. The Hunter project, this is under an earn-in agreement with a subsidiary of Centerra. Both of these had some sonic overburden drill for till programs recently completed. Can you explain what these type of programs are and what they lead to in terms of future drilling?
Yeah, you could think of the sonic programs just like any other geochemical survey. So we're collecting surficial material for geochemical analysis. It is beneath lake sediments, which is basically a big layer of mud across the central and southern Abitibi greenstone belt. And you can't surface that, or sorry, you can't sample that from the surface because it's transported material from, you know, lakes. It's not like the source of that material is not proximal to the bedrock, such as the till, which is beneath that. So you do have to bring in a sonic drill and push through the lake seds and then sample the till beneath. But effectively, it's just another geochemical survey. And these are getting into their, you know, second and third passes as we hone in on target areas. And I'd expect drill targets to be defined by the end of this year, and we'll see if we get the, you know, support from the companies to drill these things in 2025 as well.
Okay, I guess one of the big picture questions that I know a lot of investors are wondering are, what are some of the next projects in line for JVs or earn-in agreements that you think could reasonably come? I'm not going to make you put a timeline on it, but what are some of the ones that have now advanced at least close enough to where you could have some interest coming in from other companies?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, we're bringing projects a little further down the exploration pathway before entertaining deals on them these days. So things like South Uchi, where we're getting to drill target stage, kind of de-risking it a bit more. I'd expect, you know, there is a lot of interest on that project, but I'd expect there could be a deal done on that in the next year or so. The Tanacross project as well, we have a drill ready, multiple drill ready targets in Alaska on the Porphyry Copper project up there. So again, looking to bring in a partner on that as well. Yeah, some of the other projects are a little earlier stage, so we're comfortable with advancing these on a sole funded basis, just to see what we can turn up on those first pass programs. But yeah, it's all in play. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of different commodities and jurisdictions and different stage projects, and there's a lot of other companies out there that are looking to grow their portfolios and hopefully, be a little more aggressive on the exploration side as well and drill some greenfields targets.
So, Zach, the company holds projects across Canada and up into Alaska. Have you noticed more interest from exploration companies in any certain jurisdiction recently?
Quebec and Ontario are always always great places to work. You know, there's good infrastructure. There's great incentives as well, whereas you don't really get that up in Alaska, so it's more challenging there. You know, Manitoba is not really a super prospective place for gold exploration, which happens to be kind of, I'd say there's more interest in the gold space now. We're focusing on nickel there, although we do have a greenstone belt that we're going to be exploring this summer as well, but really our Manitoba strategy is more nickel focused, so a little bit less interest there given the nickel state of the nickel market. Saskatchewan, we do have an interesting project there that we're following up on. But again, it's not like the Abitibi where you have all these competitors and people vying for targets and land. I'd say, those belts like Red Lake and the Abitibi, there's always going to be more demand for good targets there.
So, Zach, since the company is so focused on early stage greenfield type projects, are there any different type of exploration techniques, any new developments that have come out of the resource sector to help explore and help refine drill targets?
There has been some advances in geophysics and some efficiencies, I think, in terms of some of the systems. Like someone reached out to me the other day and said that they are going to be providing LiDAR data with a mag survey. So being able to fly one survey and collecting multiple data sets is obviously an advantage and cheaper than flying two different surveys. So things like that we're seeing, but I'd say most of our work is it's pretty standard, just conventional geochemical analysis and surveys.
Okay. Zach, thank you very much for this update. Again, I'll post a link to that news release highlighting the 2024 exploration update. That's where you can read over all of the individual project updates. And please send me any questions you have on any of those assets. I'll get Zach to address those in future calls. Zach, thank you for your time. I'll follow up on the back of some more news, especially some drill results.
Great. Thanks, Corey.